We begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Chav Zayin. We begin the Amud Beis. We begin the taste of the Masechet. It begins the words of the Gemara. So I would have thought to say Kiduk Yedirava, like the inference of Rava. Shteis comes to explain that the halacha is like Rava. That actually, that's the conclusion of what Taisa is coming to say, that the actually other garments are obligated. But first Taisa discusses regarding the Gemara brings that from Rav Nachman Yitzchak. He says, so what does Tan Rishmo mean when he says, Kol Malkim, whatever it says in the Pasuk Beged, it means Semer Peshtim? He says, it's not regarding the laws of Tomo, it's regarding the laws of Tzitzis, that a garment that's obligated in Tzitzis is only if it's a garment made out of wool or linen. The Gemara asks, what do you mean Tzitzis? Tari explicitly says that Semer Peshtim. And we expound the Pasuk right after that regarding Gedilim Taslach. So I think where it says, because as the Taster Masl is going on, I would have thought to say like Rava, that he asks a contradiction. On the one hand, the Pasuk HaKonav sounds like that the tzitzis are the same type of the garment, which sounds like any garment. And then there's another Pasuk that says, like we're saying, it's specifically Tzemer Pishtim. That he says it depends. Tzemer Pishtim is, the tzitzis is even from its same fabric or not. By other garments, specifically that same fabric that the tzitzis have to be from. That's what says Menachem Yitzchak, the Tanya Rishma, is coming to exclude from that interpretation of Rava to say that no, only garments of Tzeber and Peshtim and Michaim and Tzitzit are not. Now, Tais first points out the Loiger is seen in Kidukya. The Girsa is not to be that the text is like the inference of Rava, because that's not what the Tanya Rishma is coming to exclude from. The Hamiguf Milsa the Rava who the Mapik. What he's coming to exclude from is the actual halacha of Rava, not from the Diyik. It's the halacha that he says that the law of tzitzis applies even if, let's say, the garment is made out of something else, like silk. And just Taisus points out a brish yivamis with the garment's light. Actually, it's specifically with the sugi Masechta Yivamis, which we previously quoted, that talks about this contradiction with Rav and Tanna Mishmael. That's where it's applicable regarding the diuk of Rav. But here in our sugi, it's not the diuk of Rav that is coming to exclude from, but it's actual halacha of Rav. Now, but Taisa concludes, Venir, but it seems, Avagav, the Perkat Chel, although the Gemara Menachas Avlam Tesma Beis Amar Abnachman, he says, Hashirayin Peturim, and that tzitzis, silk garments are exempt from tzitzis. But says Taisa is Kamel Karav. We rule like Rava that we bring over here in our sugya. And the reason is because the Basra, he's what's called a later Amiram, which they went through all the different responses, and they concluded what's the halacha. And therefore, even a garment from other types of fabrics, B'chai B'tzitzim Adirais, is going to be a biblical obligation in the halacha of tzitzis. As we said, he says, Akonof min konof. Next taste of Masl, this begins the words of the Gemara, Mistabit's logical, Koi b'tzemer pishtim, Hulu, over Toma tzemer pishtim, then that's what we're coming to include. Taste is coming to explain that the way we know what the Gemara's logic is because tzitzis is what's called a chaybis talis. It's an obligation of the garment and not of the person. The Gemara says that from the pasuk of Gedilim Taslach, it ends off Asher Techasebo, which is extra words. So from this, as the Gemara will come to include a garment of a blind person that's obligated in tzitzis. And I, it says, you have to be able to see. That excludes a nighttime garment, which no one could see, which is exempt from tzitzis. So that the Gemara says, then why is it any different than the laws of Tema? Where Asher Techasebo, we come to include other garments from other fabrics. Maybe that's what Asher Techasebo should also include. So I think Gemara says, no, it's logical if the Pasuk is talking about by wool and linen, because it's right near the Pasuk of the prohibition of Shatnez. So when we're coming to include, in the next Pasuk of Gedilim Naslach, we're coming to include another garment of wool and linen, which is the garment of a blind person, of wool and linen. How are you going to say, if you're talking about wool and linen, that you're including some other garments that's from a different fabric? That's not logical. That's the words of the Gemara that the Taisa Masl is going on. Now, says Taisus, Loishach Lemifach Adarab, it's not applicable for the Gemara to have asked. To the contrary, Koi Berayin, you could say inverse logic. You could say we're talking about something that you're supposed to see, like the Pasuk says, Re'isa Maisa. So, Ma Berayin, so you would include something that you could see, which is, let's say, a daytime garment of some other fabric. A Koi Berayin, you're going to be dealing with something that you could see, and Ma Berayin, you're going to include the garment of someone who can't see? So why couldn't the Gemara say that to refute the interpretation that we're including Beged Asumin? Says Taisa, no, because the Ikra Mitzah he betalis. The primary subject of the Pasuk that we're saying, what it's talking about, is the cloak, is the garment, b'leiba adam, not by the person. And the reason is, she mainly talis basdal k'namas, if a person doesn't have a garment, a four-cornered, patim at tzitzis, exempt from tzitzis. And therefore, we're not going to say that, it says, Re'isa Ma'isa, how can you include a garment of someone who cannot see? Because that's not the context of the Pasuk. The context of the Pasuk is not on the person, it's going on the cloak, And that is what we're saying. If it's a cloak, it's semer pishtim. We're not going to include something that's not semer pishtim, which would be from the other garment, from garments of other fabrics. This begins the words of the Gemara. They're saying the same thing. Tais actually comes to ask that it seems like that they do have a difference, specifically in linen which has not been spun yet. The Gemara brought that Shimon Lazar and Sumchas are saying the same thing, which is that something that becomes tummy, even just through Negoim, you cannot use a Beschach, even if it's not Mekabel Tumah, let's say some other format, let's say of a Maga B'Sheretz. And that we find they're both saying the same thing. But says Tais, if you're going to say that actually they're not saying the same exact thing. The Rishim ben Lazakamar, he says his halacha that whatever comes out of a tree, mesachim, but you could use beschach chutz and pishtim, except for flax. Now, mashma, that word sounds like afalay nitfa, even if the flax is not spun, just as it is, flax is already invalid to be used as schach. But I mean, the namim perikam of the sukkah, actually, as the gemara sukkah on the fiyud beis and beis sounds like, where the gemara there says sicha banitzi pishtim, if you make schach, even of just bundles of flax, where it's literally the flax from the plant, it was just bundled together, it's not even spun into thread, psula, it's invalid. Mashmahasim, it sounds like from the gemara over there, what do we mean by bundles of flax? It was beaten and it was combed, but avagav the lein nitfa, even though it wasn't spun yet into thread. The problem is, Sumchus coming here, and Agamar Sumchus is talking about the Dafka B'Tavi P'sula. His case is talking about where it's spun into thread. So they're not saying the same thing. He sounds like he's only stringent if it's spun, but that if it was just beaten and combed, that it actually would not be something that's Makabal Tumma that would be puzzled to use for Schach. So Vishlamatai says, what you could say is, the Laraj, the Shimon Elazar, Ka'asim Midrabban, you're right. He is saying it's going to be prohibited, even if it wasn't spun into thread yet, but that's only rabbinically. Because Rasabi he holds, but the daik v'nafitz when it's beaten this flax plant and it's combed lafishu karv l'tavi, since that's the stage right before it's very close to be spun, and v'tavi hudasim na taira, and when it's spun it's biblically prohibited. Why? Ha'ilim etayilim etam negaim, since mekabel tama by negaim when it's spun into thread. So therefore, even when it wasn't spun yet, it's going to be rabbinically prohibited to use this chach. Therefore, they're saying the same thing. Why? Because the Hadakama Sumchas Sicha B'Tavi, this that Sumchas talks about specifically, if you took the flax that was spun, that's psula, that's invalid. Hainu Dva Tayri, he's talking about regarding biblical law. But regarding binnik law, he agrees. And how do we know this? Because Mid'amma, from the fact that he says that why can't you use the flax that was spun? Is Mipnesha Matama ben Goyim, is because it's Mekabel Tumah from the Nega, that obviously sounds like that's biblically prohibited. Because as Tais explains, because the Midrabanan, to say that it would be rabbinically a prohibition to use a schach, in Svar La Yisrael, there wouldn't be any rabbinic logic to make it prohibited. If biblically he's saying it's permitted to use it, a schach, because of Tumas Negaim, of Gezer Mishum Tumas Mes, as Gezer because of Tumas Mes, because that's a very far error to make regarding thinking you could just use something that was tummy from a dead person. But since we're saying that when it's spun into a thread, it's already then biblically prohibited, Sim Cain, if that's the case, that's exactly what we said for Shimon Elazar. So therefore, then even when it wasn't spun yet, when there's just bundles of flax, then it's going to be forbidden to use it as chak, nishu karv, latabu, because it's very close to the stage of being spun, like we explained, and therefore that's the concern that you might come to use the schach with flax which was spun, which then is mekabel tumah midereisa, and then it would be biblically prohibited as schach. Therefore, we said even when it wasn't spun, which was inherent in the statement of Shimon Elazar, but they're both saying the same thing, that biblically it's when it's spun, and rabbinically, even when it wasn't spun yet. The next text of Damascus, this begins the words of the Gemara, Oinon shel pishtan, bundles of flax, which text gives two interpretations, and one of these unon shel pishtan. That is, the Gemara brought the Machlekes remain to Behuda, which was coming to say like which Tana is Simcha's going like, or Abaya. Two interpretations in Rashi. Remain held that the threads of Shasi v'Ariv are Makabal Tumma from the Goyim right away. Behuda held the Shasi is Metame only from when it was boiling in the pot to whiten it, but the Ariv threads are right away. And then he says the Unan Shal Pishtan becomes Tame Mishi Yislabnu when they become whitened, when they become heated up. Pirish B'Kundrish Rashi explains, what are these Unin Shal Pishtan? He says, it's flax Shalei Nitfa that was not spun yet. Now, says Taisus, V'dachig L'farishkin, and the reason what pushed Rashi to say this, even though it's difficult as we're going to shortly say, is that the Kfar Tana Shasi V'Arab. they already spoke about the threads of the warp and the web threads, which are threads that are getting spun to be woven. So it sounds like if you're saying another case of Unenshel Pishtan, that would be a different case, which is just the bundle of flax, even before it was spun. Because or else, why are you mentioning that of Pishtan? You already spoke about Shasi Be'arev, which are the threads, that was spun. But the Kashli Riva, but the Riva is bothered by Rashi's interpretation, because the Menolon, the Tamais of Negaim. From where would they know to say that it has a Tam of Negaim, which is what this last halacha in the Mishnah is being said? But Hashasi Be'arev Ksiv, but in the Parasha of Negaim, it only talks about Shasi Be'arev, which are threads that are already spun, that are ready to be woven. How do you know when it wasn't even spun yet? That is Mekabel Tama of Negaim. So Benir Larid, so Larid gives actually a different interpretation. He says, the Unan Hainu Matva. The Unan of Pishtan is the flax that was already spun into threads of linen. V'chein Perish Baruch, and so did the Aruch explains. So then the question is, what was bothering Rashi was, so B'Shasi V'Arv Dekama, so what do you do? But he already spoke about it then, if it was too much spun thread by Shasi V'Arv. Says Taisis Hainu Tzemer, but Shasi V'Arv was regarding wool. So what's the difference, wool or linen? The reason is lafisha b'tzemer nikur bin shasi l'arv, because regarding wool, there's a recognizable difference between the warped and the web thread. That shasi human ala shayne shal tzemer hagadol. What do they take? They process these threads differently. The shasi, the threads from the large tongues of wool, and v'tavi klachayat, they spin it backhanded. V'loikem ha'ishatavim ha'arv, not like they spin the web threads. That they spin it in with the hand regular, not backhanded. And as we find in the halach itself, there was differences in how they processed it, like we said, how they were spinning it. And b'derech hayu l'sholkei, the norm was that they would go ahead and they would soak it in the pot, alfei pisha achshav ein regilin, although now it's not the norm, but that we see that therefore there was some differences in the way Remeir says it regarding the halach of tum as applies to it, mishi yishalo or not. Whereas the initial pishtan, the reason why we mentioned it separately, is because yes, shahu ad tavi, it's the same thing that it was the linen that spun, but lehusku leshasi v'larav. There we find that there's no mention of if there's a difference or that there is such an element of shasi v'larav. Why not? Although when you make a garment, you also do the warp and web thread. It's like v'shalei nikar ezra shashasi v'shalav, because it's not recognizable which one is which. Because like we said, there they didn't process it differently. They and therefore it's mentioned individually. How do we know this? Because I'm a parakam in the Masechta Zavayzara. Like the Gemara says, Nafi Zayin, Masechta Zavayzara, that when they courted B'chanim and Tradian, the Roman government, when it was forbidden to teach Torah, and he did, they asked him that they were going to bust him, so to speak, that he was teaching Torah. They said, why you called a Rebbe? Why are you called a teacher? So he said, oh, because he teaches the craft of weaving, which was being deceptive regarding that he was a teacher of Torah. So they went to test him. Isolate Trey Kibur. So they brought him these two spools of thread. And normally they said to him, hide the shasi behind the arva. If you're a teacher of weaving, obviously you're going to know which is the warp thread and which is the web thread. So the Gemara tells us, Rachash Leinis, a miracle habit for him, and also Zibura. So a male bee came along, and Lamesav al the arva v'chulu, and sat on the thread of the Arev. Now, the female bee sat on the threads of the Shasi, where he understood that a miracle was happening from it. We're showing him from Shemayim what to answer. Where the Shasi is the thread where the female bee was sitting on, because since the Shasi accepts and receives the Arev, which is like a female accepting the male. So that's how he was able to tell which one was the Shasi, which one was the Arev. But Amalei Minka B'Pishtan, obviously that it's not recognizable by linen between the shasi and the arm, and therefore he didn't know what to say. If it's like tzemer, you could tell pretty clearly what's what. See, they tested him with that of flax, and that's like exactly what you're saying. That's why it was mentioned separately, although Ulin Shepishin is the same thing as shasi of arv, but it was mentioned individually because it doesn't have the same differences of shasi of arv the way tzemer has it. Continuing next, Tais Damascus Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Kola Ayitzim and the Eitz. These are actually the words of the Mishnah that whatever is a derivative from a tree, Imad Likin, you can't light with. Taisus comes to prove, not like Rashi, that canvas, hemp, and tzemer kefen, and cotton are not called yitzim in the eitz. The Mishnah taught this halacha, that you can't light with anything that comes from a tree except for pishtan, that you're allowed to light with. So pishpukun just el, Rashi previously explained that what's a yitzim in the eitz that you cannot light with? Kagoyin, but canvas, with tzemer kefen, like hemp and cotton. But says Taisus, this does not seem to be correct, Rabbeinu Tam, because if that would be the case, based on this uncontested halacha of the Mishnah, Yehi Aslahadli Bayi should be forbidden to light the Shabbos candles with
hemp or cotton. But these are daily stories that we find everyone lights with cotton, with the wicks. And it's actually a very good wick, as we see. So why would this be forbidden to light with this if it's Yetzir Mina 8 to light for the Shabbos candles, which is exactly the opposite of the minig that everyone uses the cotton for the wicks. So Vemiri, he says that Vadi Mutl Hadlik Bekamas with Summer Given. So most definitely, you are permitted to light with the wicks of hemp or of cotton, the Enem Yetzir Mina, because they're not included in the Halacha of the Mishnah coming out of a tree. Elazeruhu, rather, they are seeds. I remember Menachos, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, the Kambas Valuf, Asr Torah, Shars Raim Bechulu, Hemp and Luf, the Torah said that they're forbidden with all other seeds to be planted in a vineyard. We see that they're considered Zroyim and not trees, because trees actually don't have the prohibition of climb in the camp. And we see that one of the cases are Kambas. Now, so to a Pishtanayim in Zerah, the truth is, flax is also a type of a seed, Kamei Kambas, like Kambas. It's not a tree. So then why did we have to say chutz min ha-tzemeh, chutz min ha-pishton? Is ela de'itzach b'masnit l'mishn pishton, the reason why the Mishnah had to say explicitly that it is permitted, is mishm de'ikri eitz, because it's called the tree. Because that's what it says in the pasuk, but titin and pishte eitz, that Rachab, when she hid them in the trees of the flax, ukama yitzadas, like we find a similar concept by the tree of knowledge, l'manda mechita, is according to the man d'oman that says it was wheat, it's called the eitzadas. But Karla, it's called a tree, even though it's not a tree, and therefore we have to permit it, but really it's the same thing as Kambas and Tzemer Geffen, and therefore it's permitted. Void, another proof is, the Gemara says in Brachas of Mimim Beis, called Hechadi Shakla Pei Wherever, if you're going to take away the fruit of a tree. Vulahadi, Lona Mapik, and the tree's not going to produce their fruit again, although it might look like a tree. The Lach is Lema Bechin Alea, Boyer Priya Eitz, you're not going to make a bracha on that fruit of Hashem who makes the fruits of a tree, because it doesn't come back again and again. A tree is something that stays there. Now, Upishon Bekamas with Tzemer Geffen. Now, regarding flax and hemp and cotton, Ishat Leper, if you take the fruit, which Hainu Azera, that's the seed, and you make the cotton out of it, or the hemp, or the linen, Loihadi Lonam Api, the tree doesn't produce the fruit again. So, Hilkach Lav Yutim Eitz, and so you see, obviously, it's not something that's derivative of an eight, because it's not halachically viewed as an eight, and therefore that's why we said you are allowed to light with them, as the common custom is to light with the wick of cotton, because it's not considered Yutim Eitz, not like Rashi. Tim next says the Masal, it begins with the words of the Gemara, the words of the Mishnah, Veimet Tama Tumas Oyhalim, and there's no halach of Tumas of Oyhalim, of the oil itself being a Kabbal Tumah, Ela Pishnan, only with linen. Which Tayyis comes to explain that we're talking about specifically an oil that's permanent, which is that. The Mishnah taught that whatever is derivative of a tree, and you make an oil out of it, you make a canopy, and there's a dead person beneath it. So the oil itself does not become tummy. It's whatever is in under the area of the overhang of the oil. All the kelim inside are going to have tumma of oil. Now the one exception is that pishtan, that even the oil itself becomes tummy, like the Gemara learns out from the Mishkan of oil, which only pishtan is called oil. Now, taste is bothered, but v'hada amal el b'parakama, this that the Gemara taught, Nafid Zayin min Aleph, which that was the sugya of Mardeya. The Gemara there talked about that all kalim that are leaning over a source of tumma, it conveys tumma to a person who's carrying them. If it has at least a third of a tefach, which is because of the confusion of the hekif, because of the ivy, which is a tefach. Now, but one thing is, the Gemara said over there, atzma makoshin. Now, and regarding the kli itself, it doesn't even have to be a third of a tefach. No matter what the size is, the kli itself is going to become tumah because it's hanging over an item of tumah. Now, so it's taisa mashmid cells, like the chola kelim nasan oil, all vessels, like whatever the ox goad stick or whatever it is, they become an oil, that meaning if it's hanging over a source of tumah, lekabel tumah machmasel, that it receives tumah because of oil. And yet here we see clearly that no, nothing becomes tummy as an oil, the oil itself to become tummy, unless it's pishta. So this is hacha ayi b'davar kavu. Here in our sugya, in our Mishnah, we're talking about something that was made permanent, meaning shechib lekarka, was attached to the ground. That avagav shemetchil hoya beged, although initially it was a garment, but kivin shechib l'oil, once it's attached to the ground, but l'mitar is beged, so it becomes nullified from its status as a garment, and it becomes like part of the ground. Now, something is part of the ground is not makabel tuma. But the imitame ila pishton, the only thing that does become tummy is linen. Ava pishon mechubi, even though it's attached to the ground, because like the Gemara brings the pasuk vizal oil v'chulu, which we learn out that the oil itself becomes tummy. And the Gemara says that what type of oil we're talking about says the word oil by the mishkan, which only the pishton is called oil, and therefore we learn out that all types of oil of pishtun, whether it's detached or even attached, is gan mekabel tuma. In contrast, that sugin daf yitzayin was tuma when it's not attached to the ground. Yeah, then even other kalim are going to become tuma as an oil. Now the problem is v'kashal l'ri is bothered. When the Mishnah says this alis that says elu mevin, these are the things that bring tuma. Which, if let's say this thing is leaning over a source of tuma and on people and vessels, so it's going to convey tuma to the other things on, let's say, in the other end, even though those things are not touching the tuma. And these things are also v'chaitzin; they could interpose in the face of a tuma. So let's say there's something of tuma beneath them and there's people or vessels on top of them, or the other way around. So this thing is going to be chatzitz; it's going to be interposition, and those things are not going to become tummy in from the trajectory of the source of the tuma. Now, what's in that list? It says hashida, vateva, v'chulu. These are different types of boxes. The hasadinim shemasuim o'olam, and of sheets, which usually sadin is a linen sheet that's made like an oil. That these things, they bring the tuma and their chaitzes. The problem is ve'echaitz in sadinim shel pishtun mifnei tuma. How could sheets of linen, as the Mishnah there seems to be saying, is going to be interposition from in the place of a tuma? But there's a halacha that tells the b'ha kol davar makabel tuma, anything that it itself could receive and contract tuma. In the chaitz mifnei tuma, it cannot interpose from the source of a tuma. And we just said the one thing that as an oil could be makabel tuma is pishtun. It's just sadin. So how can we say it's going to be chatzitza? So what you could say is the ma'ir b'sadin shal meshi. There, the sadin doesn't mean that of linen. It's a sheet of silk. Moreover, as we said in the first advertises, the kavuin, it's attached to the ground. Because if it wasn't, even if it's silk, it would be makabel tuma like old kalim. But it's not pishtun. It's silk and it's attached to the ground. She'in matam, where it's not makabel tuma, and therefore that's a type of sadin that we told me that could be chaitz b'fnei tuma. Now, and Taisuk ends off, the Rashba appears in Mishnais ben Yachad. The Rashba, he explains the Mishnais in a different way, that he says actually in regards to the laws of Chatzitz and the source of Tuma, that even the Oyel that could be Mekabel Tuma, but in that context of Oyel, it could be Chatzitz in front of Tuma, from preventing it from going up or down, and therefore that it's not a difficulty, even if we are explaining it, Tuma Sadna al Pishta.